Thank you for listening to you, me, them, everybody. Did you also know that? In addition to you, me, them, everybody, we also produce You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents every Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont, 21 and up, and full lineup at youmethemeverybody.com.
Welcome to hour six of Sábado Gigante.
Sábado Gigante!
Why am I the only one having to do that?
Because I did it the first time and you told me I was pronouncing it incorrectly. That's why you're the one who has to do it.
Well, no, you said it, so you're like, Sábado Gigante.
You have to say it with meaning. This is the white NPR version of Sábado Gigante.
No, you have to do it like Telemundo, like Telemundo.
See?
Like
she knows.
Same. I'm doing things I hate when people do on microphone, that's eating and burping, so I apologize already. Who are we speaking with? Robin and Angela. Robin.
Hello.
Say your last name.
Pinocchio. It's like Pinocchio with different vowels.
Yeah, and way cooler.
And Angela Vela?
Vela.
Oh, you got it.
Kind of. Here's a weird thing. Robin, I met in a bar.
Uh-huh. That's how I meet most dudes.
And we got in a conversation with a very good friend of mine, Dan, and it got in terms of, we got talking about religion, which is what everyone should talk about in bars, and it got real uncomfortable. A few months later, I realized you guys know each other from way back when, because they share a practice wall with Mr. Russia, if I'm correct. And Angela, and Robin used to be in Mr. Russia.
I wasn't in Mr. Russia. I have sung songs with them.
That counts.
And on their album.
That counts.
I was only in one show.
It's a small world, yeah, is what I'm saying.
But yeah. No, I know all those guys.
What do you think of those guys?
I think they are awesome. They're super great.
I don't know.
He's eating.
I don't know Mr. Russia.
No, Ivan is our DJ after the show, so okay. I don't know if you've run into him at all.
What show are we talking about?
Oh, I host a Sunday night sex show at the Burlington. It is a creative nonfiction reading, and now we have comedy as well.
So it doesn't suck anymore. It's a new thing. People are happy to be there.
It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite rooms to do.
Angela was only saying that because she's on the show tomorrow night.
I did it 2 months ago.
How was that?
It was great. It was great. The room filled out. Everybody was very responsive. Everybody got into it because it's all sexuality. Everyone's
it is
about
all
sex
sexuality.
And relationships. More sex than relationships. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everyone's interested to know. And it's all shit everyone's thinking or has experienced that we're talking about up there. So everybody knows it.
Robin, you started this show.
Yes.
Why?
For a couple of reasons, I went to a lot of readings. Well, one of the big things is that I went to a lot of readings that had, like, ladies' night. And I was like, that's lame. I would like to have ladies at a show all the time.
Is it sexist that this is the ladies' hour?
No.
Oh,
no, I think you just,
that,
like...
Yeah. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
It's a small step for womankind? I don't know.
Something. But I was just like, man, it's lame that most of this stuff just has, like, dudes on it all the time. Also, I wanted to do a reading series that I would actually want to attend and not feel bored during. Like I love all. Like,
so you admit that most readings are boring.
It depends. I also really like quickies because things are really like over quickly.
Quickies
there.
Is a reading series.
Yes.
You have to clarify when you say quickies.
Oh,
and you're talking about a sex show.
Yes.
What you're talking about.
No, those are fantastic as well.
You know. That's how I landed my lady. Zing.
Yes.
Zap, zap. Merle.
What?
Have you been to many readings?
What do you
mean? Hey, Merle, what's up?
No.
Okay. Why not?
Because they're readings.
Fantastic.
Which Sorry. Makes,
and there's a reason why Robin's on the show. I've been to the Sunday Night Sex Show, and I enjoyed it immensely.
Yay!
You've been to it.
I've been to it.
When did you go?
3 months ago. The one with Fritz and Maggie. You co-hosted with Maggie. It was a great show.
Oh, okay.
Last month?
No, I wasn't
like
here.
2 months ago.
Okay.
Now that everyone knows when I was at the Sunday Night Sex Show, we can move on. Angela, you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
When did you start doing stand-up?
About a year and a half ago.
Why?
Well, it's like, I don't want to do the typical answer where it's like, well, everybody, you know, it's they always wanted to do it. And then I ended up, I was seeing this guy who started an open mic. And
what
that's
guy?
The first time.
You mentioned him. What guy?
No, I've not mentioned him.
You mentioned you started seeing a guy that does an open mic, and we all know who the guy is. Who is the guy?
No,
actually,
no.
I have no idea who the guy is.
No, no, he's not even in it. No, I can't say.
All right. Do we know him? Would I possibly know him?
No. Oh, no, no. He's completely unaffiliated with the whole
space. Oh, then I don't care. That was me.
So him and some friends started it at Big Joe's open mic. Big Joe's open mic over on the north side on Monday
night. Hold the microphone, not by the cord. There you go. We're having some weird like cord issues because we keep switching it out. Yeah, it's nothing personal.
Yeah, no. So I was seeing this guy that started an open mic, and I was like, oh, I should do this. I always wanted to do it. And so I did it, and I did it every single week after that. And then within like two, oh. Yep. Oh, what's I, nope.
There you
I don't,
go. There it is.
Is that a line?
Yeah, that's a
Do
line.
Do we have a line?
You have a line.
Could you am see? I alive? Is there, am I flatlining?
Sorry about that.
I don't want to flatline.
If I have the monitors on, it gets weird feedback. So it's like a whole, sorry.
Okay. No, that's good. You let me know. So no, I started and like within about a month of doing, I did it like for like 4 weeks, every Monday night, immediately
You went up doing
hooked.
Stand-up for.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Doing sets for the first time ever. And, all 4 weeks, like I had new shit every week and. Then just networking through there. Everyone's like, hey, if you like this, you should try this one. And then I did Geo's and then I did Globe. And then from there, just meeting everybody, all of a sudden I was going out every single night, hitting two or three of them a night. And it was awesome.
How is that working out in your personal life?
it has become my personal
yes.
life.
Yes. It's all encompassing.
You know? It is. It is me. Yeah.
And is it still awesome?
It's still it gets it's even more awesome than I even okay. could have ever imagined.
It's better than a relationship.
I am then. Dating comedy. I am married to comedy is what it is.
Robin, are you married to the literature?
No. I love writing. I love all of that stuff, but I do a variety of other things
like?
As well. Well, lately sit around my apartment and apply for jobs and watch documentaries on circus people.
So you're a real but, artist.
But no, I'm also a singer, and so I do some of that
Ooh,
stuff as well.
Are you singing right now? Not as
yes,
right now as we're
talking. I'm singing at this very moment.
That was a dumb question. Are you in a band right now?
No. I'm working on some stuff at the moment, as they say.
What kind of stuff?
I don't know if you've ever heard of Judy Hensky, but I've decided that I am going to like follow in her footsteps. She was this really ridiculously badass. Folk and blues singer, which sounds really incongruous, back in the 60s. And she was actually the bassist for Annie Hall. And so she would tell stories and then like sing. She had like the most amazing voice ever. And she would sing these songs and then she would tell like just random stories about her life. So I'm trying to sort of go that route. I would also like to, you know, sing in a piano bar because who doesn't want to do that?
Do you play piano?
No.
Do you play guitar?
Yes.
If you want to play a song?
No. I play guitar really. I haven't played guitar in like years.
How are you? Are you? You're practicing singing these days?
I sing. I give voice lessons.
Oh, okay. So do you have a piano player or something like that?
No, I have a keyboard, and I can play a reasonable amount of. I can play like vocal exercises, but not too much beyond that.
Okay. Angela, could you play an instrument?
I used to play bass.
Because you're a woman. Sorry, that was stupid. Were you in a band?
No.
That's probably for the best.
No, I was dating a guy who was a bassist in a band.
What band?
And I just... it was like not a famous band or anything.
If it's a Chicago band?
Yeah, Northside. Northside Suburban
Band. What band?
God, what were they called? We dated like 10 years ago.
I know. I used to book shows 10 years ago. I might have seen you then.
Drop the Act. Drop the Act
nope.
is the name of his band.
Never heard of
I
him.
I know.
Nope, sorry.
They never got off the ground. But yeah, no, he was an awesome bassist, and I would just pick up his bass. He had an electric acoustic.
Oh, okay.
So it was really easy to just grab it
of course.
And just learn it. And I didn't like learn it. I just fucked around on it. Can I say? Is that all right?
Yeah, it's okay. fine.
FCC rules don't apply to us.
I would just mess around. Like, I didn't learn to play bass. It was just like I would just mess around on it, and I got pretty good at it. I loved it, like, every single day. And then we broke up, and there went that.
Merle...
At least he was a bassist, though. Drummers are something you want to avoid.
Yeah.
Don't date drummers.
Drummers are hard to find.
Good
right
rule
now.
For life.
That's been a theme there life. Was. We had a drummer earlier, and we made fun of him.
Yeah. No, drummers are
Well, the point is don't date Michael
people.
Sanchez is the point of the conversation. He will break your
no,
heart, ladies.
Drummers, you know, there's such a thing there because drummers are good drummers, hard to find. You always hear bands say, like, the drummer
oh, yeah.
is hardest
true.
To
that
find.
Is completely true.
And now we
Especially
know
ones
that,
that show
you
up.
Date the drummer. So this poor drummer, where's this drummer out there? This poor lonely guy.
Who's, there's like one good drummer.
He's a Def Leppard.
Well, because you look at the drummer and you're like, oh, man, he has nice arms and rhythm. This appears to be a great idea.
Yeah.
And then they're crazy.
They usually like heroin. Have you done heroin?
No, I haven't.
You do heroin?
No, I'm afraid of needles, and I saw Lady Sings the Blues at a really young age.
That's a great documentary.
It's not a documentary.
Movie.
Movie with Diana Ross.
And Richard
Pryor.
Thinking
of something different. I'm thinking of something with Billie Holiday on the cover of it.
I don't know. Lady Sings,
then it's a similar name.
Probably.
Angela, you have a wrist thing on. You were at a show or something?
Oh, this was out. Yeah, I did Levy Fest last night.
How was that?
Hold on.
What's Flappy Fest?
Flabby Fest.
Flabby Hoffman.
All right, Flabby Hoffman. He's a personality, like a media personality.
That is true. Personality.
I don't know too much about him, to be honest. So he booked me for a show the last, like, 2 days ago. Like, 2 days before the fest, I got booked. So I wasn't in the initial, like, 15 comics that just go up, like, Russian roulette style.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, like, everyone's just one after the other. Like, you get your 5 or 6 minutes. And I was actually put up later with a couple other comics in between the bands. So I ended up going way later than everybody else, which was all right. It ended up actually, it afforded me more time. So that was all right. Because everybody else had like 6 minutes. So I did 8 or 9 minutes.
That's good.
I think I did 9 minutes.
Where was it at?
It's good. It was at the Abbey.
How was that?
You know,
the Abbey Pub, for those listening, is a very mid-sized room. It looks like a castle. Intentionally. No, it does. That's the interior design. It looks like a castle.
Abbey, yeah.
And it's a weird, weird, weird space. It seats about 400 people.
I have never been to the Abbey Pub before, which actually I live like not even 10 minutes away from it.
Really?
So they had two rooms. They had one room that was all bands play one after the other. It was a bigger room.
Yeah.
And then they had the smaller, more intimate room, and that's where the comics
went up. Okay. That's a good
one. So,
yeah,
it was in the smaller room, which was great because, you know, the tables were full.
Yeah.
It was better than I thought it was going to be from what everybody else was
saying.
Good. It was a lot better.
Did anybody else go up that was good?
Yeah. A lot of people went up.
Name some.
A lot of. Mike Wiley did a really good set.
Mike Wiley's funny.
Darwin Dubers went
up. Darwin.
You don't know Darwin Dubers?
I don't know Darwin
Dubers. Oh, we have to shout out to Darwin Dubers.
Is that his real name?
No.
Darwin Dubers.
It's not his real name.
It's not his real name.
Quite a name.
It is, isn't it?
Not his real name. But
do you prepare a different type of material if you're doing something like the Sunday Night Sex Show or you're doing something like something with music?
No, actually. Well, I mean, Robin's show, it's just better because I can just, you know, get a better angle and just pull out all the different jokes that would work for that room. So that's really, really great. I don't think, unless there's like a language barrier, as far as like if it's a PG-13 show,
okay,
do I really need to worry about what I'm talking about as far as what set I'm going to do?
Okay.
But no, it works out. Like Robin's show is really good because you could just pull out all that you have, and you know it's just going to be like one after the other, and like nobody's going to be like, "Oh, this is too many dick jokes."
Yeah,
you know, what I mean,
there's
like,
no such thing
because they're there for that.
Yeah.
You know, they're there for the relationship and the sex jokes, so that works out pretty good.
It's so hard to talk about anything without having a sexual connotation when we start with the producer of the Sunday Night Sex Show, and everything sounds like fucking to me right now. It's very weird.
I get that a lot.
It's very weird right now, and it's like I'm hitting that wall where it's no longer a normal show. I'm hitting that wall where it's like, well, we're on hour six. I'm kind of feeling weird right now. I haven't had a drop of alcohol all day.
You want some?
Yes, you have.
No,
yeah,
I haven't.
Have some of this. It is.
You haven't had beer.
I haven't had beer. No, I'm good.
For it.
I'm not.
It's 9%.
I'm not starting with champagne.
It's Asti Spumante.
I'm not starting with that.
Fancy pants.
Yeah.
Drinking it out of the bottle.
I said she broke out the good stuff.
We do have glasses. We could give you one.
Drink it out of the bottle.
I also would prefer to drink it out of the bottle.
It looks badass.
Doesn't that sound like sucking dick? Come on.
It's very Freudian. We've gotten very Freudian in this room.
I'm a Freudian person. Asti Spumante. It's basically champagne
that
for
dingoes. Like there it is.
Yeah. I attribute my alcoholism to an oral fixation problem.
See,
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know.
That's well, that's going to happen. Just accept it.
I have accepted it.
You know what? I took psychology a lot in college. I don't know. It's there.
I'm fine with it. I don't care. It's just I'm sorry. The interviews are going to be weird from now on.
Are you
going to
just start imagining us as big wieners?
No, about an hour and a half ago when I was interviewing Joe and Carl, I looked to you and all of a sudden I felt like I was going to fall out of my chair. So there's like this weird 10-second pause in that hour. And ever since then, I was like, yep, that's it.
Good or bad?
It's awful.
Awful. Why did you feel like
he looks at me and
he
was
like, I got dizzy. I got dizzy for a second. And I was like, well, that's it. This is going to be fucked up rest of the show. oh well, let's power through this. Like
am I the
champion.
Only lucid one here now?
Yeah, you have to control the ship.
Although I've had about six beers.
Have you really had six? Holy fuck! You know this is
wow,
the
really what.
Yeah, I've had about five.
I'm impressed.
You've had five beers. You know, this is...
But then it's
impressed.
High life.
Yeah.
After this hour, we'll be at the halfway point. You realize that. So you're on track to drink like 11 beers.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
I had a burger.
Well, wait, are you pulling out like two beers? Like, I brought two, and I'm sure that's not going to last long.
You're the guest, so you do whatever you need to do. I mean, you're only here for an hour. You have the freedom to get fucked up. It doesn't matter. You're fine. I got to do this.
For a minute. There was where I had like two at one point, but then I had one, and then I had like some limeade, and then but in the course of since 2 o'clock, I've had about five or six beers.
Are you drinking a lot of water?
Nope.
See, I was really worried that this turned into an intervention.
Yeah, I know.
No, sure about no.
This. I was like,
that
we're filming this intervention.
That would be an intervention for
we
all
have a
of
wonderful
us.
Gift for you today.
You see all these three guys here in the doorway, they're blocking the exit because that's what you do in an intervention. You block the exit.
They're going to drive you to
I don't
the
understand
passages.
Why they're always like resistant to go to the intervention because it always looks like an awesome spa. Like
it does.
Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Except there's no booze
but
there.
Yeah, then
no,
it's no longer
okay.
a spa.
Okay.
Who really wants to check themselves out? Who checks themselves out of something like that? I would be
no,
like,
they're
I want
to
say.
Well, then you go back and they have makeovers. They get to do yoga all day and talk about their feelings. Oh, that seems really horrible.
You know,
it sort of does.
You can't talk about an intervention and judge it while you're drinking fake champagne out of the bottle and talk about how awesome an intervention would be. It just doesn't seem right. Or
See, mine and Robin's intervention isn't standard. It's more like a realization, and we're just okay with it.
So you just want to go on vacation.
Drinking. All right.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not judging. I'm just commenting. Oh, it's getting loopy already. Merle's letting
people
in.
Wait, how many
in.
Other people have drank during the podcast?
Everyone.
Other than
everyone everybody. Except other Michael here. Sanchez. Have you had anything, Michael Sanchez?
He's
had,
rolled
oh, actually, yeah,
outside.
I'm the only. I'm the
are you straight edge?
Did you really?
No, Michael's not straight edge. We've covered this.
Is there anything left of there?
You do the Sunday Sanchez. Night Sex Show once a month.
Yes, I do.
At the Burlington. Why the Burlington?
Because we went there a lot, and I came up with the idea there and just asked... great. I just asked them if I could do it there, and they said okay.
It's a great staff there. It's kind of hard to control that room, though. It's kind of like the Whistler that people will talk.
It's true. It's not as bad with the talking as the Whistler is. I did Orange Alert there, and there was just one random dude talking loudly the entire time.
Orange Alert is a reading series for those listening at home.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. That's my job. You're doing great.
Okay. And so I just decided to do it there because that's where we were hanging at that point.
Yeah.
And the bartenders there are super nice. Everyone there is super nice. You know, Mike T, our bartender, will yell at people hysterically if they talk, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But in general, I feel like people are really pretty good about listening because it is like mostly like sort of sensitive subject matter on some level. I mean, it's not always like, you know, and then I had my abortion.
Have you had an abortion? Don't answer that.
Oh,
that's stupid.
Yeah, no.
And that's where we're going?
Let's not talk
see?
About
that's
that.
Now it's just like whatever I can pull out. See, sex. Whatever I can
Holy
think of,
moly.
That's what's coming out. I'm a dick. It's Mike Leibovitz, everybody. Yes. Mike Leibovitz. Wasn't that a fun time when Mike was here?
He was quite serious.
I don't know him.
Oh, you should. You should book him for the Sunday Night Sex Show.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Why did you start booking stand-ups?
Well, Maggie actually started like co-hosting with me a few times, and she came and did some stand-up, and I was like, hey, why don't we also do...
Hey!
No, I just...
It's a great idea. It's a great idea.
No, I think it belongs.
Well, I really
I think
like
it
the idea of like... You know, I don't like exclusivity. I hate exclusivity. It's all, you know. And I decided it would be interesting to like...
Well, then why not have an open mic?
Because the last time I used to do an open mic and it was a poetry open mic. So, you know, God help everyone. God.
Wait. Were you were also reading poetry?
No, well, it was mostly poetry. I would get up there and sing Anita Franco because it was high school and it was a sad time for me, okay?
Where are you from?
Rochester, New York.
Isn't she from there?
She's from Buffalo.
She's from Buffalo. Okay, I'm sorry.
And that is where Righteous Babe Records is located and whatnot. So, yeah, no, there would be, like, these really crazy bum dudes off the street who would, like, read odd poems about being electrocuted and how you should send cards and letters to your government officials. And it just got to be a little bit much. I find that if you I let almost anyone who wants to read, read, but it's easier to curate it.
Yeah.
And that way you can guarantee that the right amount of people show up.
But that's also that's exclusivity.
Not, I mean, if anyone...
It's not a bad thing.
Well, this is the thing. We like, it's not exclusivity. I like to be open, like, to things. But as far as having comedians on the show, I thought, hey, you know, we all drink. We all we all have drinking problems and, like,
we all
weird
have
social issues and, you know, are kind of slutty. You know, we should all really be able to bond on this.
Well, wait. So where, if you don't mind me asking,
please.
What came first, though? Booking people as opposed to the open mic or the sex theme? Was the sex theme over there?
Yeah,
you said
the
people
sex
would come in and talk about the government.
Oh, no. That was like the weird old... open mic I used to go to in Rochester, New York.
I got it.
That was at a coffee house. It was poetry. It was really pretentious. I don't like...
Poetry.
But, yeah.
It's hard to go to an open mic where it's just where, because you get, it's flooded with musicians and people reading their poems. And I feel like there's an awesome open mic that I started going to in Pilsen, and they never had comics really. They maybe have one or two. And this other comedian, she discovered it. She brought me on. I brought two other comics. And like, I'm worried actually that it's going to get flooded with comics, and I don't want it to because it's got a really great variety right now. So, but that's kind of the thing, though. It's easy for comics.
What's the place in Pilsen?
Biblioteca Popular.
Well, don't tell everyone.
No, wait. Well, no, why?
Now everyone's going to go.
No. You know what? It's a great room. They get so packed that it's like standing room. All the chairs are full. This room is fantastic. I was running a show like five blocks away from it. I was running a showcase there, and so that's how I discovered it.
What was
like,
a showcase at? Where was that at?
Chicago Comedy Expo.
Okay.
I was running there. It was only a 2 week. I did it for 2 weeks.
Got it.
And so I did it at a restaurant like right by Biblioteca. So everyone's like, oh, you should come, you know, see these people. They do an open mic. I was like, that's perfect. This is how I can network for my show. And I go there and it was like one other comedian besides the girl that brought me and her. It was Priscilla Francis.
Okay.
Priscilla Francis. She brought me. And
cool name.
Yes. You know, she's fantastic. She's from Florida. She's awesome. And so so me and her went. I brought another comic. She brought another. And, like, all of a sudden now there's, like, seven comics going, which is fine. Like, that's good. But, like, you don't want more than that because there's such a perfect variety of people going up there. Like, people do hip-hop. They do journal entries where they talk about depression. And then, like, you'll have a comic go up every now and then. And they'll like, spaces in between, you mm-hmm. know, because we're kind of new to their room. But it packs. It is so packed in that room. It's insane.
How could I get back to the point where that sounds good to me?
What, the open mic?
Yeah, everything you just said to me sounded like torture.
Okay, well, the fact that it's a variety, maybe. It's not just a bunch of people but going up with an acoustic guitar, and it's going to be slow, and they have free food. Enchiladas, and
Wait.
Awesome.
There's a fucking open mic with free food that not every comic knows about and lives at. Like, seriously, that why is anybody at Kohl's?
No, that's true, because Big Joe's, that place that I first started doing open mics at, they do, Othi Schwering took over Big Joe's about 6 months after it started, and he introduced free pizza. So people would go, they'd eat the pizza, and they would leave and never do a set. And so it was like messed up. It was kind of it backfired.
I don't really know Othi, but I feel like I could make a lot of jokes about him.
If you knew Othi further.
No, I mean, like, I've heard every comic have a story about Othi, like what you
Everybody's
just said.
Got a story
and it's
about
never
Othi.
Been like, and then we high five because it was so fun and good.
No, it's always like, oh, Othi.
Yeah, yeah. And he seems like a very nice man.
He's well-intentioned.
Yeah. You know what?
I don't know him.
No.
You're lucky.
No, he runs Oink on
Wednesdays
at Studio B.
Why, I got to stop talking. See, that's the thing. Like, I always fucking devolve into shit. I like your hair right now, Merle. It looks good.
Thank you.
Not good a problem. Hair. It is very Yay. Good hair. Robin, what do you hope happens to the Sunday Night Sex Show? And did you name it after the Sue?
I did. Because we also do have an advice segment in the show, which is very
important. You take questions from the audience.
And then I, give everyone the benefit of my sage wisdom and shit. I'm not really sure. People have talked to me about doing an anthology of stuff from the show, but we were recently mentioned in Bust magazine, which is really exciting.
Bust is a feminist magazine. It's nationwide. Could you read the article online?
Yeah, you can. If you actually, like, I Googled my name plus Megan Carpentier and Bust. That was how I got to it, because they actually have a thing online where you can flip through the magazine.
Oh, cool.
Magically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. PDFs. They're called PDFs.
Okay. Whatever. I'm not captain in charge of computers.
That doesn't exist. I like. Are you sick of hearing this during your advice columns?
We don't get that much of that.
Bullshit.
No.
When I was there, oh my God, it felt like a fucking bachelorette party every fucking...
Really?
Let's encourage each other to suck the idea.
That's not how it was when I was there. Everybody was so into it and like so engaged.
That was them being into it. That was like, yeah, go for it, because it's going to be so different than to come. Why do I find talk about sex boring? I'm not joking. Like, why am I so fucking like, I don't care?
I don't know. The main reason I chose that as a topic is because...
No, I get it. Your show is good. I like your show. But I don't get, like, the whole audience being like, this is amazing. I can't believe they're saying this. Am I just jaded and don't know how to have fun?
The shock jock thing?
I think the opposite of it is the idea of, like, people coming up and saying, like, really personal shit is sort of cathartic. Because I think everyone I think everyone sort of, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, I am a horrible freak. If anyone ever knew how terrible I was, everyone in the entire world would avoid me.
So that's what I don't have.
So, yeah, apparently.
That's it. That's it. Okay, that makes sense.
I'm horrible.
I'm not. I'm the medium.
Have you had a question or someone do a reading that was just like, wow, no, I don't know what that is?
Yeah, have you been shocked?
No. Ooh. I've never...
Like, no, this is good. No, that's a good question. Like, can she be shocked still?
I can't. You know, I never could. And I don't know what it is about me. Like, really, not a lot is going to shock me, which is why I end up dating a lot of weird dudes who think I understand them.
Name them.
And addresses.
You brought them up. Let's use the Facebook app.
Number one being your favorite.
Oh, no.
Top five. Number five.
No.
2010
no.
Top five.
I don't have a list, but it would be a sad one. Yeah, I just date a lot of dudes who think I understand them, because I'm not easily shocked by really anything, and I don't even know why that is. I have no idea.
Well, no, you mean like sexually you're not? Because like I'm not either. Yeah. Like I'm completely desensitized to anything, because I've heard it all, and it's like you can't shock me at all. Like I've either heard it before or I've seen it. Or read about it, and like, I don't know. Maybe that's a product of the internet. I don't know.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean,
no.
No, because it's not a shame issue. I don't have the shame.
Yeah,
I don't think we have any shame.
No, not especially. No shame.
That's why you're not shocked.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there it's are not, things I'm confused by. Thing. I don't understand the balloon thing.
What do you mean the balloon thing?
Where like dudes are into chicks who like sit on balloons and then pop them. And I'm not... Okay,
Michael
well,
Sanchez
we have a fan of that.
Sanchez endorses it.
I don't understand if that's like... like, what that's even about. Like, it really goes over my head.
So it has nothing to do with who's wearing what. It's nothing to do with, like, insertion of anything. It's just literally someone...
I thought the balloon was getting inserted. When you first said the balloon thing, I thought, gets put in the vagina and blown up.
No.
And I was like,
yeah, that makes sense. Okay, like, that would be a thing.
But that's a medical thing to do, isn't it? To, like, they put a balloon in you and they blow it up and they see if shit works right. I don't know.
No, what is it? There's this fetish where they have big balloons.
Works.
And then ladies, sometimes fully clothed, sometimes not. I don't think it really matters. They, like, go and they sit on the balloons, and then they pop them, and then that's the hot thing.
Now, is it just balloons? Do they sit on other stuff?
I think it's just balloons and the popping, and that's what I think is the, you know, where they get off.
Wait, maybe there is a point between the popping of the balloon and the ass slamming onto the... Maybe that slamming is like, boom. Yeah. Like, I don't know, because, there's cake farts.
What's cake farts? Wait, cake farts.
You guys know about this. Wow. It was on the internet forever ago. It's just girls that are naked, completely naked, and they sit on cake and they grind on, like a half sheet of cake. or like a birthday cake, and they look right on the cake, and they've got like frosting all in their groin, and their thighs are covered in frosting, and guys get off on that because they want to lick it, and it's like cake fart.
Now wait a minute, do they do literal cake farts?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
That part, I think, is fucking retarded. I think that's so stupid.
But the other part.
I get the icing on the thighs.
Totally
I get
makes
that.
Sense.
Yeah.
I get involving the cake, but the cake farts, no, that actually occurs, and I wasn't even.
Now, I'm wondering, like, when they fart, like, does a little bit bloop, like, does it kind of shoot out and splatter?
I don't know. I think there's probably I'm sure there's close ups, but there's a website, isn't it? Cakefarts.com.
Something. I will have to check this out.
It was like everyone passed it around on the internet like a while ago. She's going to find it. We're going to watch it.
Yes, find that.
It's ridiculous, you guys. It's ridiculous.
I really like Cosmo sex tips because they always involve the totally impossible.
Give me a sex tip.
I have two favorite ones. One is get a donut and eat it off his dick.
Nope, that's not a good tip.
You want to know what?
Nope, that's
Do you want to know what?
What?
Have you ever seen a donut hole? They're not really that accommodating. And if they are, I think you have a problem.
I'd
also
be more like,
gross.
I use the donut to figure out if I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you just shove an eclair on it.
Wait, oh.
Like a skewer.
That's why they call it a long john.
I think a donut kind of takes a while to eat.
Yeah.
So you're busy just eating a donut.
Am I still dipping it in coffee?
You're like, I don't know.
That's the only good joke that you can say.
Gross. Yeah, no. And then there was another one that was like, throw, as he is about to come, throw pepper in his face.
Nope. That's
so that
he feels like he raped you.
Are you sure this wasn't like the
this
rape
real.
With the yep, rape
thank
section?
You.
With
no.
the,
thank you.
Yeah, no.
Why would
it
you throw really, pepper in
okay,
someone?
As he's coming, you punch him.
My question is, has any editor of Cosmo ever been happily married?
I don't know.
I want to know. There's all these dudes in the hallway. Pepper in your face while you're coming?
No. You know what?
So that he sneezes at the same time. That was supposed to be
none of them.
Every Cosmo
pepper spray. Pepper spray.
Yes.
Every Cosmo sex tip should just be this. Food, shut the fuck up occasionally, and fuck occasionally. The end. That's the whole issue.
Then they wouldn't sell new issues. They have to come up with like
that.
Crazy, ridiculous shit.
I get that. That issue, like fucking Cosmo is so brilliant. Like, could you think of a better thing to give a child to develop an eating disorder than Cosmo every fucking month?
I think you're onto something with are they all married, like these old middle-aged women who are divorced. I think you're onto something there with like the people on Cosmo we should
oh,
find
of course.
Out.
Yeah, they're all miserable people.
Yeah, they're all like
or they're
premenopausal.
Like, or they're just lying, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
They're just liars.
Well, how often can you come up with that stuff, though? Like, and it can never be new or fresh, really. But they're just recycling the same shit they wrote in, like,
well, obviously.
It's the same covers. The same covers have exercise, eating, and what to cook.
And how to pleasure your man.
But, like, if you look at the 99 ways.
Oh, my God.
Always how to pleasure your man.
I saw that one today on something.
I've never seen how to touch yourself, you know, properly. I've never seen that on a Cosmo.
Shouldn't every female masturbation tip just say, like, whatever makes you come, and, like, that's it? Just whatever that may be, figure it out. Good luck.
Then Betty Dodson would be out of a job.
See, I don't know what that is. Sorry.
She wrote Sex for One. She's, like, one of the...
oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
On the cake yet?
We've got people on cakes.
Does she actually fart?
And it's a chocolate cake.
That's it. Yeah.
She just rubs her ass in the cake.
That was a damn good cake, by the way.
I'm
sure someone will eat the cake. Oh, that's it.
She's going to go up and down. Oh, there it is.
Oh, she actually farts. Okay, that makes sense.
No, but I want
but,
like
why? Why the farting? Like, why not just she's grinding her?
She's not even really grinding
on a cake,
on it.
And some guy's gonna come lick it up or dog. I don't know. And
she isn't really grinding. There's a perfect shape of the cake.
Yeah,
on
she's
her
not
bottom.
Grinding into the cake. She's literally farting out
it's
of it.
It's just like why marry the two? Why is the?
I know it's.
It's really bizarre.
What I wonder is, does she prepare by eating very gaseous foods?
That's what I'm. Yeah, she's got to take like a gas X or something. Or no, that makes you not fart, right?
No,
don't want her to shit, dude. Like if that happened, then
actually
that
no, because then it's no, then it's a different website. There's always a thing to do.
What is that one? What is that one? 34. God, I can't believe I'm like making a 4chan related joke here, but
I don't know what anything you just said means.
Okay, rule 34 is that if it exists, there is porn for it.
Yeah, that makes sense. What's 4chan?
Oh God,
it's a web.
It's just so a horrible,
so
horrible website of
teenagers run it with.
Really?
There's it's essentially
like
run by some
it's
teen
like,
kids.
I don't know. Anonymous. It's like that whole group of hacker people.
No.
And then there's a
lot of
like,
the internet jokes
stuff.
Have come from there.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
you don't want to go.
Yeah. No, you don't ever want to go there. No. It's really disturbing.
It's a message board, but if you don't know what to click, you could get a virus.
I just feel like if you have someone you love and or friends, you shouldn't be at these things. That's it. I don't think many of them do. Simple rules for life. That's the same thing with stand-up comedy though as well. Like if you have good friends and someone you love, you should not try to do anything like this. This is a very bad idea. Angela, I pity you. Nothing. Because we just talked about cake farts and you knew all about it, okay?
You're an adult woman. I didn't know all about it.
Don't cheer her out of your fake champagne.
It was all on Facebook.
So what?
It was like crazy.
That's how the Nazis took over Germany.
Wait, what I love is that there's different ones. There's meatloaf farts. Pudding farts.
See, I don't know about this.
Meatloaf
I don't know about this.
Why?
That's crazy.
And there's something called Choco Teeth, which I don't even want to look at.
But I mean, I wouldn't sit on his face.
Choco Teeth?
Choco Teeth.
So what is it like? You just like get like, you know, cake in your teeth after eating it? I don't know. I don't know what that would be.
I don't know. I do agree with what was said about if it exists, there's porn about it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Me and my friends in the suburbs, we... Every party we'd ever have, like a Halloween party, New Year's, anything, we'd have a party and my friend had a big giant projector screen and it was kind of almost like a thing that who could bring the most fucking weirdest porn ever. But here's the thing though, it would play in the background. It would play in the background, but we would all just still be mingling and partying. Like it was not a big deal that it was like every once in a while you'll stop your conversation and be like, whoa, that's fucking weird. And then you'll continue your conversation. It was just in the background all the time, weird shit like from foreign countries or whatever, fetishes. And it's like that's part of the desensitization. Like part of that is it's just like, okay, well, it's there. It's in the background. Every once in a while you'll look at it, but it's not a big deal.
No, it is a big deal. It's a bad thing. Don't let that in your skull.
It was always, you know. I mean, whatever. I mean, there are furries. There are aponymophiliacs.
But if you can come without it, why go to it?
Just because that's just what people are
into.
We didn't even let the audio shut off. We had to have music
playing. I know.
Playing.
That's...
It's more like avant-garde.
You realize, this is called The Clockwork Orange. Like, this is what is going on in that movie. You know that, right? This is what happens when you do all of this. Not you specifically, but the culture in general.
We're destroying the culture with porn.
No, it's because all this porn is a reaction.
Why should it be any kind of like?
No, all the porn,
you know, giant shock value. I mean, yes, it should be hilarious at times because people dressing up in mascot outfits and getting it on is totally hilarious.
I don't find it hilarious.
It's funny.
I just find it that people are like, I find it
picture
endearing.
It in your head.
I do.
Can't get off on that shit.
No,
watching the weirdest porn ever, like you can't get off
no,
on
no,
it.
No. I'm not getting off on it. It warms my heart that these two found each other.
Oh yeah.
It's very sweet.
But most, if it's on video, it's for money.
Yeah.
So no one's really finding each other because it's sweet.
It's not like true love.
And
I think there's a lot of cases where two furries find each other and there was no one else in the world that would love that. And they have this beautiful love that no one else understands, but they have each other. So it's kind of fucking great.
And we
this is why I, oh my God. Freaking dudes. They're all like this now. They're all like this. You can't make
like
fun
what?
Of like what?
Like what?
Like where... You're like, oh, you can't make fun of furries.
No, no, you can make fun of it. People. You can make fun of it all you want. Go nuts.
Dudes are way more womanly than I am.
I don't know.
What do you mean by furry?
What do you mean by furry?
Actual furries?
Oh, furries?
Furries.
People that dress in costumes?
Yeah, they wear mascot outfits and fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, they're awesome.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong. I don't find it like crazy.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I like thinking about
that's right. I forgot about that. Forgot all about that. I know what you're talking about.
The good thing about the furry thing is you can't like force someone to be a furry. You're either in or you're out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's so much costuming involved.
You put
like
this on.
Exactly. It's not like I didn't want to get choked. No, I'm dead. No. You know, going in like everything's gonna be okay. There's only one
unicorn.
Of two outcomes. You're either gonna be out of the costume or in the costume. It's whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. I like that. Pretty consensual. Well, anything you want to end with?
Well, we have our show tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yes, Angela is going to be performing.
It's the last Sunday of every month.
It's the last Sunday of every month at the Burlington, 7:30. So it'll be tomorrow. It will be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be good. There's what, four readers and then two comics?
Who's the other comic?
Joe Motisi.
Cool. Anything else? Where can people find information about the show?
Via Facebook is just the easiest way.
And your name, if you're already listening to this, you'll see it on the podcast. So don't worry about that. And Angela,
don't try and...
It's a hard name to spell.
Yeah.
And it's R-O-B-Y-N. But you want people to friend you on Facebook, right?
Yeah, friend me on Facebook.
A lot easier to spell Angela Vela.
It's only four letters.
V-E.
Yeah, and it's not like Bob Vila. I think it's V-I. V-I-L-A.
Yeah.
No.
He's a V-I.
Really quick. When you're trying to promote yourself, don't mention the name that sounds the most like your name. Bad idea.
So don't promote what?
Don't mention Bob Vila when you're trying to put Angela Vela into their head.
Vila?
Yeah, don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Very similar. Vela, V-E-L-A, bam.
All right, thank you so much. We are going to close this hour because I need a little bit of a break because I'm getting dizzy all of a sudden. Oh. So here's some Wesley Willis for the crowd
the
at
vertigo.
Home.
The vertigo.
Keep listening, everybody.
Woo! That chair.
McDonald's is a place to rock.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.